Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
After the hour, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about, we're working on getting Gordon Chang on the show. I'm not sure. I think we're having a little technical difficulty running him up. But, okay, no, he's here. He is here. Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen, as you've seen on television, he's handsome faces all over television sharing his wisdom about what's going on between the United States and China. And things are in the Pacific Rim generally, but China specifically. Author of Nuclear Showdown, also The Coming Collapse of China, a very prolific columnist. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. Gordon Chang, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Gordon, let's talk. One of the things I want to talk about with you is we're going to get into the trade wars. We're going to get into Huawei in a minute and President Trump. But I want to ask you about what I'm calling the Google disgrace. What can you tell us about the fact that Google employees don't want to work with our own government, our own military, to help create resources, I'm going to call it. They might be weapons that would prevent war, but yet they'll align themselves with the Chinese, which ultimately contributes to the Chinese military. Have I analyzed that properly? What do you think?
Yeah, you certainly have analyzed that properly. This is a disgrace. It's despicable, and it should be criminalized. Google has turned down projects on artificial intelligence and cloud computing with the Pentagon. At the same time, it maintains the Google AI Center in Beijing, where China has access to the information. But it also has partnerships with Tsinghua University and Peking University, and it's trying to put together a partnership with the University of Science and Technology of China, and that is a quantum center in Anhui Province,
God,
where the Chinese military is actually a partner. So this is directly helping China's military. Even these university partnerships, which are nominally civilian, are dangerous because Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has something he calls civil-military fusion, which means that there's no more civil-military distinction anymore. It's all military.
Wow.
Now, what Google is doing is legal, but it
how
is
could,
certainly,
how could it be legal? But wait,
the word
Gordon.
You use was
wait, how could it be legal, Gordon? If it helps what is the de facto enemy? I mean, I don't understand. That's a distinction without a difference, it seems to me. How could this not be some form I don't want to use the word treason, but it's got to violate something. There's an act somewhere, I can't think of the name of it, but it's got to violate some kind of a law.
Well, this is traitorous, but no, it does not violate any law,
wow.
Jim.
Where do you attribute this to?
Is this a failure of the political system?
But is this a fact that most of the people in these tech companies are young people who have no regard for, let alone, or they're not steeped in any history? They have no regard for older things. We've seen this a lot. Do you think it's that are they misguided? Or are they anti-American?
I think it's misguided. But, you know, Jim, this is a failure of the American political system. I mean, obviously, Google has lost its way. And I would use the word traitorous.
Wow.
But, as I said, it's not illegal. And it's not illegal because we have not criminalized it. We have not criminalized it because we as a nation have yet to declare China to be an enemy, which we should. because the Chinese in the middle of May declared us to be an enemy. So we should return the favor.
Right.
But this is an issue where, clearly something is wrong. And what is wrong is, first of all and foremost, the political system not clearly designating China as an enemy of the United States.
Why are we doing that? This is something, and we're going to talk about this some more, folks, in the next couple of segments with Gordon. I'm just astonished that we're so laissez-faire about what China is doing to us, and we keep using the term they've stolen our IP, our intellectual property. Folks, it ain't stealing if we give it to them. If we leave the door open and tell them, put a big sign over the door and say, here are our goods, come on in, that ain't stealing it. That, for them, that's not stealing. That's just us giving it to them. We come back. Gordon is going to talk to us about the Huawei situation. That's the mobile company that China has spread around the country, around the world. And it's a very important part of this trade deal we're discussing right now. We'll do that after the break. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.